So far, everything was going well for Toad. The train hurried through the night, taking him away from the hateful prison. But Toad's luck didn't last for long. There came a moment when the engine driver put his head out of the window and looked back.
"That's strange," he said. "There's a train behind us coming up very fast. I can see it in the moonlight. I think they're chasing us. I wonder what..."
And then the engine driver gave Toad a long, hard look. So Toad had to tell the true story of his crime and his escape. The engine driver looked very serious. He thought for a bit, then said,
"I don't like policemen telling me what to do. And I don't like to see an animal crying, so cheer up, Toad. This is what we'll do. In a mile or two, the train goes through a wood. We'll slow down there, and you'll be able to jump off the train and get away in the dark."
Half an hour later, both trains had disappeared into the night, and Toad was hiding under some dead leaves in the middle of a strange wood. There he fell asleep and didn't open his eyes again until early morning. He woke up cold and hungry, but still free. His next adventure was with a barge on a canal. He had walked out of the wood and found a road, which after a while began to run along the side of a canal. Toad liked the idea of getting a free ride, so when he saw the barge coming along the canal, he quickly jumped from the canal bank onto the end of the barge. Then the barge woman turned and saw him. Toad was ready with his story.